And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Jabalani LaFall. Armed with a theater and business degree, our guest decided early that he wanted to help people check out of life for a bit and have fun. The only way to do that, he figured, was to become a clown. So joining us now is Dennis Porter of Happy Faces Entertainment. He's a professional clown based here in KC who's preparing for the Clowns of America International Convention taking place here locally between April 24th and 29th. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Dennis Porter, what's changing about the world of clowning?
Well, for me, I think what I've noticed is that it's coming a lot off of being all about the look, and it's more about the character. You might even notice if you attend Ringling Brothers or other circuses on a regular basis, you notice that the costuming is coming more pedestrian, you could say, and a little bit more what you might see in the street, but just clowned up a little bit as opposed to a circus clown costume.
Right, like the clown guild patch that you have on your left shoulder right now with a clown with a bowler hat, a black bowler hat, white makeup, the big red lips, and the big red nose. Are you saying that's evolving to something else?
It tends to be, yes. Actually, especially in the makeup, it used to be called European or a light style makeup, is coming a lot more popular. So you see a lot less makeup. And the interesting thing is, especially with kids, they notice the makeup doesn't tell them that you're a clown. I so many times if I'm out doing other things, twisting balloons, doing magic or something, not in a clown persona, I have kids call me, hey, you're a clown. And it's because of the character that I'm playing. They can see to not necessarily just what I'm wearing, but how I'm acting, how I'm interacting, how I'm connecting with them. It's that heart of a clown that they can see that's not the physical that's there.
You'd be amazing how falling down can make you a clown in the eyes of kids.
Very much, yes. Kids love a good prat.
Now, speaking of the look of a clown or the spirit of a clown, it's true that some kids love clowns and think they're funny. Others may think of a Stephen King movie or see it as a monster. How do you keep from scaring kids?
Well, you know, that's a lot of really comes down to respect. And especially if you're in a full clown outfit, giving them the opportunity to see you, to get introduced to you from a distance, especially with the little kids, preschoolers and stuff, I love to make a connection to a kid across the room. Maybe it's a wave, a look at them, and give them that distance to go, this is not who I meet every day. This person looks a little different, and gives them the opportunity to approach me. Let them go, hey, but oh, they're doing something fun over there. This looks like someone I'd like to meet. Let me go introduce myself. Because usually it's one of those times that you know, if you turn around a corner and there's someone there you don't know it, it's like, bah! Okay.
Because that can be creepy, too.
That can be creepy, too, not without any kind of makeup or anything. So for a kid to see someone that, especially for younger ones that may have not been introduced to clowns before, it's nice to give them that little distance and let them warm up and get to know you. Just like a person, you want to take that time, and a lot of times just simple distance will do that for a kid.
Have you scared a kid before?
I've had kids scared of me, sure. You know, and you know, there's people afraid of lots of things, and you know, I have an adult friend who's deathly afraid of birds. You know, so everyone has their different fears, and everyone has a different level of getting over that or taking care of that.
A natural follow up to whether or not you scare kids or not, as a clown, would be how do you keep from annoying adults as a clown? You keep from scaring kids, but how do you keep from annoying adults?
You know, I think that goes back to the respect thing again. You know, I'm here, and if you like, you know, what I'm doing and you want to hang around, great. If I'm getting a clue from you that you could be just fine never seeing me again, okay. I'm not going to force myself upon you. I'm going to let you have the opportunity to join my world of clowning or not. So it's a respect. And kind of even with, like, kids – you know, for adults, I've had adults bring babies up to me. The kids screaming because they have no idea what they're looking at. And it's for them, not forcing yourselves on them. You know, it's just saying, hey, if you want to come join my world, we're going to play. We're going to have fun. Forget about the world for a while. But if that's not for you, that's not for you. All right, I'll let you go find something else.
When you find that as a clown that you're not wanted in a particular space of an adult or a kid, do you make a sad clown face and then step down the stairs as if you're walking downstairs?
No, I don't think I've ever done that. You know what? I have no reason to be sad. I'm just – if I'm a clown and that's not for them, okay. I'm not part of what they are looking for, and I'm okay with that, and I'm okay to let them find out what is.
Dennis, when did you know that clowning would be your calling? Take us to that epiphany.
Well, I started clowning actually in high school. I took a class at a summer camp, but I have my entire life been an entertainer. And you can look back and realize that. You don't realize that at the time, but even as a kid, 10 years old or even probably earlier than that, I was putting on shows in my living room for my family. You know, I was creating skits and costumes and props and everything. So looking back, I can tell I always had that entertainer in me. And then I was introduced to clowning in high school. So it was a great opportunity for me. And even though I've always been in theater, it was for a while a hobby. It was a side thing. I was actually on the business side of theater. And then realized, you know, I really enjoy that performance, that interaction with the people, to be able to make a difference in someone's life for any amount of time. It may be 5 seconds as I'm going down the street in a parade. It might be an hour at a birthday party, a few hours at a festival. I love being able to let people forget about life, good or bad, and just have some fun and enjoy the joy of life.
You're listening to Central Standard on 89.3 FM KCUR, streaming live on KCUR.org. Our guest is a clown. No, really. Our guest is an actual clown, Dennis Porter of Happy Faces Entertainment. We're discussing clowning, the advances in clowning, and the events that will take place at the Clowns of America International Convention, a real convention, the Clowns of America International Convention, taking place April 24th through the 29th. We have more info on our website at KCUR.org. Tell us about the clown scene here, Dennis, in KC.
Well, in Kansas City, there are a lot of clowns around the city in different levels. Just like with the alley, which is a name for a group of clowns, we're a not-for-profit organization based for education for clowning. And in our group, we have the full range of people who clown. We have those that do it purely volunteer basis. Ranging all of those that have full-time jobs and clown professionally on the weekends, on the side, to myself, who is a full-time entertainer and do that as a living. So we have a nice range of it. And there's an area for everybody, which is great. And around Kansas City, there's some clowns that face paint. There's some that juggle. There's some that do balloon art. There's some that don't do any of that, and they just clown and do what we call walk-arounds and entertaining. So it's great to have a lot of variety and opportunity for anyone that really wants to give it a try. Even with the Northland Clown Guild, once a year, usually in the fall, we do a one-day free workshop that we open up. Anyone can come for a few hours on a Saturday just to learn what's involved in clowning. And there's no obligation that you can come and go, oh, hey, this really is something I think I'd like to get into and try. Or you might go, there's a lot of work in this. I don't know if this is really for me or whatever. But gives people an opportunity to find out if clowning is something that fits for them.
You mentioned the different types of clowns, face painting, juggling, the walk around clowns who walk around as clowns apparently. What would you say your clowning specialty or niche is?
I really enjoy the walk around because I've done all the others at some point in my time. But with that, you're really doing another skill and trying to clown at the same time. And to me, I love just not worrying about just going and letting my character come through. And I think that comes a lot from my theater background. You can have so much fun without anything. When I started clowning 21 years ago, I had a bag full of props and stuff, and I was just ready to clown as for long as I could. I got all this stuff. And I've learned over the years, I don't need all that stuff. I can just go and play. And if someone wants to come and join my little silly world and play with me, we're going to have fun. I even have been in the St. Patrick's Parade last year, and my prop ran out, basically. And I said, what am I going to do for the rest of the parade? And I just played.
How does your prop run out?
Well, that specific instance, there's a you actually are handing out something as
okay.
part of the gag that was going through, and I didn't estimate for as many people as I thought I had estimated for. So, you know, and then I was like, well, I'm an anti-just wave clown for parades. I like to interact with that. So
tell us about the clown convention coming to town. What's happening there? Why did they choose KC? And what's going to actually happen at the clown convention?
Well, this is the 27th annual convention for the Clowns of America International. And Clowns of America International is a national organization. And throughout the country, there are, as I mentioned, alleys. And we are a local group of clowns that's a part of that organization. Each year, they take bids. So about 2 years ago, we bid to say, hey, we'd like to host the convention and bring it to Kansas City. It's never been here before on the national, actually international level. So we brought that here. And we just have a great week. Like I mentioned, it's based in education. So there are a lot of workshops that they can take in all areas of clowning and business and all sorts, every aspect, costuming, makeup, all those things that you can learn. We also have competitions. We actually have competitions in skits and makeup and balloon twisting and face painting where the clowns get to go show their expertise and get some critiques from it and learn from it with others. One of the great things with the competitions, we actually have those open to the public. So anyone can come out to those for our single skit, group skit, and parade ability, which, as I mentioned, that's literally acting like you're in a parade doing your gag and get judged on it. So that's something that anyone is welcome out to visit us for. Then we also just have fun.
What is a clown alley, and why do clowns form these alleys?
The term actually comes back from the olden days from the circus. When the circus with the tents, the clowns actually, their kind of dressing room where they got ready was in between the tents, which was kind of the alleyway of the circus tents. And so that term alley, where the clowns got ready, is now for – if you were like in Boy Scouts or something, you'd have a troop. So in clowns, it's an alley. So it's a group of clowns that are working together.
And why do they continue to form these alleys? Is it to help sharpen each other's clowning skills or straighten up noses or perfect clowning strut? What is the purpose of an alley? What do you get as a clown from
– Very much. It's education. And support also, kind of like with the convention in the evenings, we have informal jam sessions where we just get together and share balloons or we share tips or, you know, maybe we get together and show some new face painting ideas. Same thing with the alley. For our group, we meet once a month. Every month we have an education component that we can teach our group. And then as a group, we try to find opportunities to go out into the community and use these skills to give back to the community with that. So we're there to help each other out and learn things. I have a friend that one day said, every day is a school day, and that's great. And it's one of those little things I like to share to others too, even sneak it in with kids now and then. No matter where I am, no matter how old I am, I can always learn something new if I'm open to it.
Dennis, does it take a certain type of sentiment to be a clown?
I think it does. I really goes back. I've talked about clown character, and I think it goes to having a heart of a clown.
What is the heart of a clown?
For me, it's a passion. It's a love of life. It's a finding joy in everything. And for me, it's a blessing, especially that I get to do this for a living.
Now, your job is clowning. So what do you do to entertain yourself?
what do I do? I just have fun. You know, I you know, as simple as a card game and board games, spending time with friends. You know, we live on a lake, just going out and enjoying a lake, enjoying riding around, finding anything that can just enjoy life.
Clowns need to skill build. Do they perfect clowning techniques over time or develop characters over time as you did?
Definitely. Especially if you're doing certain things, like if you're doing balloon twisting or face painting, definitely a skill. You can learn new techniques, new trends you can work on. And even in just like we were talking about walk around and character development, you you find out more about your character and how your character reacts to people and how to deal with situations and think of it in a clown mind so that comes a little more second nature to you. I have a part of a brain that always kind of has a clown mind on. If I'm in a store, I'm looking at things going, oh, I could turn that into a clown prop by – it just kind of starts coming second nature and you realize it's always there. It's not always necessarily on. I'm not always in a red nose, but it's always a part of me.
When you're not clowning, just walking through everyday life, do you ever volunteer the fact that you're a clown, or does the fact that you're a clown ever come up? You say, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm a clown. How do you like that?
I don't tend to mention it. But like I mentioned before, sometimes I've been out and kids will go, you're a clown. And I don't have anything on that really says clown, but they notice it.
So if you're in traffic and you happen upon somebody who's not too happy and says, get out of the way, clown, you say, thank you. Yes.
You know, yes, I do. Even when I was a kid, people would go, you're strange. I'd go, thank you. I like being unique, you know?
Is there a clown code of ethics or sort of Hippocratic oath among clowns?
There is an unofficial code of ethics that has been written out and is a lot of in our clown magazines that goes out.
What is the essence of it?
Basically, it is we're here to bring joy to the world, and we're not going to do anything that would be the opposite of that.
So it is like the Hippocratic oath, do no harm.
Yes. Very close. I never thought of it like that, but yes.
Dennis, what has being a clown taught you about life?
I think it's kind of like I said before. There's a joy that can be found almost anywhere. With clowning, a lot of times we say that as a clown, you can be childlike, not childish. And having that view of a child is being open to new things, willing to experience things you may not. Because, you know, kids, they're ready to go out and try things. And let's try something new. And let's do this. And they don't have anything they don't have those fears built in. And they don't have any preconceived notions about things. They just go for it. And a lot of that's right there. Just being willing to go out and enjoy life to the fullest.
Our guest is a literal clown and not a figurative clown. He's Dennis Porter of Happy Faces Entertainment. We're discussing clowning and the events that will take place at the Clowns of America International Convention, taking place here in Kansas City, April 24th through the 29th. We have more info on that on our website at kcur.org. Dennis, thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
And tune in tomorrow as we discuss a traveling exhibit all about black inventions of yesteryear and some modern inventions as well. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi with help from Charlie Upchurch. Up to Date is next with a discussion on spring gardening. I'm Jabalani LaFall, and this is Central Standard. Enjoy your day.